Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I want to invite you to join us live for the rosary this Thursday, June 13th, and every day through the 20th from Poland. We are going to be praying the rosary in some amazing places connected with Maximilian Kolbe and St. Faustina and John Paul II, and many other saints on location. Just turn on your notifications on our Daily Rosary Meditations app. It will let you know about a half an hour ahead of time, and you can pray with us in the mornings from June 13th to June 20th with some great saints. Why are we not infatuated with Christ? We're Christians. We name ourselves according to Jesus. We surround our homes and our churches with images of Him. And despite this, we have a hard time finding Christ interesting. Jesus can feel cliche, stale, worn out. We get excited about the Super Bowl, or March Madness, or the Oscars. We get excited about entertainment and entertainers. We get excited about politics and politicians, or at least we get angry. But we have a hard time being enthusiastic about Christ Himself, the God-man, the universal mediator, the Alpha and the Omega, the Savior of the world. We don't get excited about Him. We aren't passionate about the Lord Himself. We aren't perpetually astonished or amazed or infatuated by the truth about Jesus. How can that be? And what can we do about it? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
It is so easy to take Christ for granted, to think we know everything there is to know about Jesus, and to think there's nothing to discover or be amazed by. That's because we've forgotten who and what Christ is and what he's done. So who is Jesus? Well, he is God the Son, the second person of the Trinity. What is Jesus? He is totally God and totally man. What has Jesus done? Well, he saved the world. What is he offering you that you can share in his divine life to be like God and live like God forever? So maybe the first thing we can do is to try and remember at least a little detail of who he is, what he's done, and what he's offering us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So what does it mean to say that Jesus is the second person of the Trinity? It means that Jesus is eternal, the Son of God, the co-participation in the infinite God with the Father and the Spirit. It means that Christ is the Logos by whom and in whom all things were made. Jesus as God is the source and goal of all things. And the beauty and interest creatures possess is just a partial participation in the magnificence and the utterly absorbing character of their source, the Son of God. And what does it mean to say that Jesus is fully God and fully man? Well, it means that 2,000 years ago, the Creator of the universe walked along the roads of the earth he had made. Infinite power and infinite beauty beyond all things cast himself into the universe of small, manageable bits of being. So that, if anyone asked the apostles, "I wonder where God is," it was possible for them to say, "Well, look over there. See that guy on that hill? That's God. I'll introduce you to him." I mean, that's astonishing. And what does it mean to say that Jesus is the Savior of the world? It means that even though all the most powerful and influential people in the world probably don't know you exist, and if they did, they probably wouldn't care. But the God of the universe does know you exist, and he does care. And he intentionally took on the ability to suffer horribly for you, so that you could have perfect happiness. That's who Jesus is. That's what he is. And that's what he's done for you. And nothing is as intrinsically important or profound or fascinating as him. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now think of this. It is guaranteed that one day he will show himself to you. Now, of course, right now, Jesus hides his glory, but only for now. Sometimes he may give us, for a brief moment, the gift of seeing how enthralling he is, just like he hid his glory during his earthly life, but on the mountain of Tabor. Then he gave his apostles just a glimpse of who and what he is, and they were amazed. And then the apostles didn't have to remember how important Jesus was. They saw it. And they never wanted to do anything ever again other than look at him. So too, one day, we are going to stand before Christ in his glory, and we are going to tremble before his power, and we are going to collapse under the weight of his love and generosity, and we will want nothing more than to just gaze on his beauty. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
One day, we won't have to work to remember who and what Jesus is and what he's done for us. One day we'll see it. We'll see his divinity and his humanity and even his eternal personhood as we enter into relationship with his Father and his Spirit, and we'll see all he did for us during those 33 years on earth and all he's done for us since. We'll see Christ as he is and the full magnificence of his works, and we'll be captivated forever. But until then, we can't forget the most important truths of Jesus, which express the ground for all the other truths of our faith. So keep making the effort to stay interested in Jesus and keep asking him for the grace to keep him front and center, as he will be one day, to our everlasting delight. And the best way to do that is just stay committed to daily meditation. And if you struggle with that, give yourself to Our Lady and ask her to help you to be faithful to daily friendship with her Son in prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle.
Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil.
May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. So what were you reflecting on?
The phrase, out of sight, out of mind.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. I think that we are so consumed and distracted by our lives that we just never think about Jesus. It's not that we don't care, and it's not that we're not infatuated with Jesus. I just think that we're... I'll give you a good example. I'm going to the airport, and I have Clear, which should get me through TSA faster. But I haven't used it for a while, and I don't know if my app's working. So I thought, I better get on and just check.
Mm-hmm.
Well, inevitably, the password's screwed up, and then they want a 65-letter figure, whatever password, so that it's really strong so no one can steal my identity, which I don't even care.
Yeah, an uppercase, a lowercase, number, and a dead language.
And so I'm like, this will just take 5 minutes, then it's 10 minutes, then it's 30 minutes, and it doesn't even work.
Uh-huh.
And that's like all of life.
Yeah.
And then we get overwhelmed or just exhausted, and we just desperately want to veg out with some entertainment. So we're just inundated.
Yeah. I think it's also, when we say out of sight, out of mind, what we need to practice is realizing that Christ is always in sight. We just don't realize what we're looking at. As in all the little ways in which God is keeping us in existence, in which he is taking care of our lives, guiding our lives, with us at all times, we're just not, like you said, we have our eyes on something else. And I feel like the more we take out of our life, the more you have space to stop and thank him for the little things. But we just have so much, and especially when it comes to vegging, because this is always going to be my biggest uphill battle of, like you said, small inconvenience, any annoyance in my life that I find draining, and then I immediately run back to vegging out, rather than running back to God in any of those moments.
Yeah. Yeah, because actually what we're doing is we're escaping.
Yeah.
But instead of escaping, we're just vacillating. We are exhausted by the details, the work of our life, and we escape into entertainment. Then we get bored with the entertainment, and we escape back into work or busy or activity.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just escaping back and forth. And if we could just go to Jesus, create some space, as you said, go to Jesus. We'd be transformed.
Because if we keep escaping it, the problem still remains, and we still remain impatient with the problem. But if we turn to Jesus instead, all those problems aren't just... We're not just consoled for them. We're not just comforted. We're not just escaping to him. He actually makes those things easier and better.
Yeah, we just had the feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus mm-hmm. and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And I find more and more, the more that I say to them, Sacred Heart of Jesus, Immaculate Heart of Mary, I just can't do this, or I can't solve it, I can't fix it, I can't, mm-hmm. whatever. They take care of it.
Yeah, yeah.
They really take care of it.
And they don't just take care of it in a, here's the direct solution that you wanted, but also in how we see things, how we experience the world. They bring meaning to suffering. They bring a whole different perspective that might not be the solution we expect, but they are always the right path when you turn to Christ, when you turn to his mother, which is easy to say and hard to practice.
But the more I realize I can't control things, the more I turn to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary and give it to them, the more I experience that they take care of things, which then gives me more space and really inflames my own love for them.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, turning to the Sacred Heart and Immaculate Heart of Mary is the solution.
Yeah. And my personal resolution, similar to when we talked about fostering hope for heaven by imagining heaven, understanding its goodness, and that the goods of this world are a reflection of it, doing the same with Christ and actually taking the time to imagine and understand. Because our imagination isn't just about... creating a fantasy. It's also about better understanding and visualizing and reminding ourselves of deeper realities.
That's the first purpose of imagination.
Fantasy's cool too. but yeah, to take that and actually practice that, I feel like even that would be a good thing to start incorporating more into meditation.
Yeah, good point. Excellent.
Mm.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.